Good evening. This is a meeting of the Urban Forestry Council Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee. Today is Tuesday, February 28th, 2017, and the time is 5:24 p.m. A reminder that the ringing and use of cell phones, pagers, and similar sound-producing electronic devices are prohibited at this meeting. Please be advised that the chair may order the removal from the meeting room of any persons responsible for the ringing or use of a cell phone, pager, or other similar sound-producing electronic devices. A note to the public that there is an opportunity for public comment on every item, as well as an opportunity for general public comment for items that are not on the agenda. If you'd like, you can fill out a speaker card and hand it to me, and I'll hand it to the chair, and we'll call folks in the order that we've received them, and then you may speak after. If you don't fill out a public comment card, that's okay. You may also speak anonymously. With that, we'll move to item one, call to order and roll call. Chair Kidda?
Here.
Chair Hillen is excused. Member Hilson?
Present.
Member Short?
Here.
Member Sway?
Here.
There is a quorum. Next item is item two, approval of the minutes of the October 6, 2016 Urban Forestry Council Landmark Tree Committee special meeting. The explanatory document is the October 6, 2016 draft minutes. This item is for discussion and action.
I had a small, very minor edit on page three, right before item six, Member Short. Needs a capital.
Noted.
I have one other small item. For both the main agenda and for this meeting minutes, Hillen is A-N, not O-N.
Okay. Apologies. Hillen. So do I hear a motion to adopt the minutes as amended?
So moved.
I second.
So we have a motion by Member Hilson and a second by Member Kidda to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right. The motion passes. Oh, shoot. Excuse me. We're going to go back before the vote. And is there public comment on this item? Seeing none, we'll take the vote again. All those in favor of approving the minutes as amended signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes. Next item is item three, motion to one, vacate the October 6, 2016 Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee recommendation that the Urban Forestry Council support the nomination of the Redwood Tree at 4 Montclair Terrace, and two, recommend that the Urban Forestry Council initiate a new evaluation process for the 4 Montclair Terrace tree. The explanatory document is the staff report memo to the Ad Hoc Landmark Tree Committee regarding the nomination of the Redwood Tree at 4 Montclair Terrace. This item is for discussion and action.
Okay. The staff, Mei-Ling, would you like to provide a little background? And thanks.
There you go.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Chair Kidda. Staff has received a letter that makes a number of unsubstantiated allegations. We will continue to assert that this nomination was conducted in a legal and ethical manner. However, we are taking these concerns seriously, and we appreciate any opportunity to increase transparency for all UFC processes. So we are recommending that the committee vacate their previous decision and start the process anew, recommend to the council that the process is started anew. With a new process, we'll be able to conduct new site evaluations that where there's more transparency with dates and times that members have attended those site visits to show that that process was legal and ethical.
Okay.
So, members, what we'll do at this time is we'll take a motion and then open it up for discussion to the members, public comment, and then discussion again.
So does the motion happen before the?
Yeah, it opens up discussion.
Okay. So the motion is to vacate the October 6th, 2016 Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee recommendation that the Urban Forestry Council support the nomination of the Redwood Tree at 4 Montclair Terrace, and two, recommend that the Urban Forestry Council initiate a new evaluation process for the 4 Montclair Terrace tree.
So your motion.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I second.
So there's a motion by Member Sway and second by Member Kidd. Is there any discussion amongst the members?
Go ahead, Russ.
I'd like to ask if the motion that was created for this meeting, if that was created with city attorney input as a written opinion.
Member Hilson, yes, indeed, it was crafted in collaboration with the Office of the City Attorney.
Okay. And then I have some other questions about the motion. Has two things, is to vacate the October 6th and then to have a new process. Would the motion to vacate and have a new process go along also with the corollary actions as noted in staff's undated memo?
Yes, so the staff is recommending that the Landmark Tree Committee vacate the process and recommend that the Urban Forestry Council initiate a new process along the guidelines of what's written in the staff memo.
Okay. Well, I have further things, but, you know, I can jump in later.
Rose, this is time for discussion, so, yeah.
Okay, sure. So part of the discussion, I'm going to move this because my back hurts.
Sure.
Okay. Part of the discussion is there was a letter from the Montclair Terrace Association in regards to the Brown Act. This is the Brown Act from the California Attorney General's Office. So I started reading it, and in today's agenda, when you have multiple action items, if the motion includes the corollary items that are to be taken action upon, they need to be agendized separately, according to the Brown Act. So the corollary action to expunge records, to get rid of the vacation of the October 6th vote at the Landmark Tree Committee meeting, what was the last one? Oh, changing of the process. Those need to be itemized separately under the Brown Act. And I'll just go on and list these things.
Okay.
And so before assuming that, according to the Montclair Terrace Association letter of January 4, that the site visit constituted a violation of the Brown Act as a meeting, the site visit referenced, I'm assuming, is that of the September 30th site visit done by the Landmark Tree Committee. The Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee visit was to work on a project or a task, a specific task, which was to look at the tree, the redwood tree at 4 Montclair, write an evaluation without discussion, not to hear, discuss, or deliberate, but to write an evaluation. As far as members being on site, the meaning of on-site can be very ambiguous. Carla Short and John Sway, I mean, not Carla Short, Mei Ling Hui and John Sway arrived in a car as I was leaving. They were nowhere near me when I was doing the evaluation. And then I left.
Rose, I think, and it's what Mei Ling had mentioned, we agree, I don't think there was anything done incorrectly.
Okay, so it's legally over, found. Okay.
It's over an abundance of caution, and really it's the perception that
okay.
We're.
And then as a perception, it's good that we're having this hearing on this particular Brown Act violation.
It's not a Brown Act violation. It's
alleged Brown Act. Sorry, alleged Brown Act violation. So then, what I started to look at was, if the Urban Forestry Council's Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee, made of less than a quorum of the full council, is working on a task that is of a predetermined length of time, which is very short, just to look at the tree, ad hoc committee things working on a task or project, not a meeting, because we have a separate Landmark Tree Committee, which we held on October 6th, and subsequent to that, also the Urban Forest Council multiple advisory meetings, because we're not decision makers. We're only advisory to the Board of Supervisors. So all these committees Planning and Funding Committee, Landmark Tree Committee, and then the full council, we're all advisory bodies, okay, to the Board of Supervisors. So when we're asking to vacate something for something that, for the alleged violation of the Brown Act by the Landmark Tree Committee committee to do the site visit, first of all, it wasn't a meeting. So the Brown Act does not apply to ad hoc committees under the Brown Act for temporary project task-specific things, and that's in the Brown Act. Also, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go on. Believe me, I don't. Also, the change in process, as I said, is something that needs to be taken up on a separate agenda item, the corollary items. When you expunge records, the purpose of the Brown Act is to make sure that the public access to documents, communications, is always there. So what I'm trying to find out is, what is the public interest in withholding and expunging the records per this motion that's going to go in along with all those corollary items? So that's the main concern I have, is that the public, the whole purpose of Ralph M. Brown back in 1953, when the thing was passed, before my time, I just don't see the whole purpose in even voting on this in the current form, or at any form, because it doesn't seem to apply. But it's a good thing the city's holding this hearing to try to cure the alleged violation.
So I'll just make one comment, and I'll turn it over to staff. I agree with the frustration. It's not something, you know, especially when, you know, folks went out there with every best of intention following our process, and, you know, I think a lot of us are frustrated with it. And I don't disagree with anything you said, but I don't know that we're, you know, going to be able to, legislate the Brown Act here tonight. I mean, I think it's, you know, like Mei Ling had mentioned, that's the advice we've gotten, and we're trying to do the right thing. Maybe Anthony or Mei Ling, if you had anything to add. I know that there was one item that Rose mentioned you wanted to comment on.
Sure. Through the chair, I just want to reiterate that this agenda was written in collaboration with the deputy city attorney that our Department of the Environment works with. So we're confident that the item is germane, the item that's being discussed, the one item that's being discussed, is the landmark tree at 4 Montclair Terrace. That is the discussion that's happening, and that is the process. We're confident that it meets the legal standards of the question that you brought up. To the question about expunging records, the Brown Act and the Sunshine Laws and all public records laws require that the information that has been submitted to the council in the past and all of the documents that the council has considered remain on the record. So technically, it won't be expunged. It will remain on the meeting's websites as part of the public record. But what the memo and the city attorney is asking council members to do is to base their evaluations of the new process and vote only on the information gathered after the vote to vacate the October 6th decision. So that is the proposal that staff and the city attorney are making, again, out of an abundance of caution, to make sure that it's clear to the public that the process is transparent. Okay. Is there any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, did you want to public comment?
Yeah, well, it's mainly out of the interest of time, and this, item is going to be on the following meeting, that we're going to have to limit public comment to 1 minute on this item. The minute will be for the last item of public comment as well.
We are going to 1 minute. Okay. So we do have one.
Nancy Werfel. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, but.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm being asked, can someone yield their time?
Into the mic, please.
Can you speak into the mic, please?
I was just asked if someone could yield their time to me.
Someone can yield their time to you.
Through the chair. Through the chair, yielding is not allowed under the Brown Act and Sunshine Laws. Folks have the 1 minute of time that was offered by the committee.
Okay.
Yeah, so each individual is allowed 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute.
I'm Nancy Werfel. Please do not approve this inappropriate motion to vacate the former recommendation to the landmark the tree on Mount Clare. I say inappropriate because the members of this committee would be admitting that you did something to violate the Brown Act, and therefore it is necessary to completely redo the evaluation of the nomination. The remedy for this perception of the alleged meeting is illegal and draconian. The motion proposes to remove from the record or from the future decision all of the information that came in on October 6th. If this motion is approved today by this committee and by the full council, I believe you are indicting yourselves to be guilty of a violation you did not commit that could put into question the veracity of all other previous tree landmark decisions. You should understand the full implications of this motion. Please do not accept the fact that just because someone has a perception that you have to yield to that. You are professionals and you did not deserve this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional speakers can line up to just approach the mic.
Kathleen.
One thing that concerns me as I read the committee memo is that it appears that the opinions of those of you who visited the tree September 30th might be ruled as out of order if you give any opinion after this is restarted. So I think it's really important that the people who visited the tree before not be barred from visiting the tree again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Through the chair, just a reminder to the public, because I know it's confusing sometimes. There is a tone at 30 seconds, just as a warning, and then there's a tone at the 1 minute mark, just so folks aren't confused.
Do we have any other public comment?
At the risk of being personally attacked yet again, I did want to take this opportunity to thank the committee for doing the right thing. Sometimes it's easy to try to play lawyer and read the Brown Act and not all the case law that follows it. Sometimes it's easy to play prosecutor and suggest you're indicting yourselves through this action. It's not true. Transparency is important. As a public servant, I appreciate that. And I appreciate that this letter was considered. The city attorney did get involved. It's clear that training has taken place, and I really appreciate that in the process. And we're all members of this city, and we deserve this process to be done in a transparent and proper way. Thank you.
Any other public comment on item number 3?
Committee members, as an observer in this process, I'd like to understand at some point how long this rebooting consideration or process might affect this consideration of this particular item. And also would like to understand in that cycle, how it would differ from any of the previous prior considerations that have happened, if you could at some point illuminate how this all ties together. It just seems very, very vague to me, no matter what your decision is, how this affects process. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to answer?
Not yet.
An opinion? Yeah. Did you have a question? Did you have a question? Or
no.
Okay.
Any other public comment? Item number three.
All right, seeing none, is there any further discussion by the council, the committee?
Why are you looking at me?
You looked mid.
I mean, you know, now's the time for discussion if, you know.
I had something in here. You talk while I find it. I had something. I found it. Sorry. If you adopt this motion as seconded already, I'm just trying to figure out if that would also constitute an actual Brown violation as well, if some of the materials and the people who were involved previously, that stuff is to be disregarded altogether, because if you're going to get rid of the people who were serving on that committee before who did the site visit, then you're going to replace them with five others who weren't on that committee. In fact, then the full council members need to also get off of it too, is the other logic behind having a clean slate. That was just one of my thoughts.
Okay. And, it is complicated, but again, I see all the different scenarios, but again, we're not attorneys up here. Really trying to do the right thing, and I think the key word that's been mentioned a few times is the transparency. What this is meaning is that the process is going to start again. It doesn't mean that the tree couldn't potentially go through the nomination process.
Does it have a connection with when the nomination was accepted and the time frame involved? There's certain time frames in that Public Works Code 810.
That's a good question.
So, did you want, I think that's 120 days. Yes. So the code does require that does request that the Urban Forestry Council consider the tree within 120 days. And then after that, the Board of Supervisors has the opportunity to take action on the tree. But that doesn't preclude the Urban Forestry Council from making recommendations past the 120-day period. So while we are outside the 120-day period that's prescribed by the law, the council still is within their right to make a recommendation.
Oh, okay. Sorry. They asked if I had one. Yes.
Thank you. So I did want to, maybe this should be addressed at the full council meeting when we talk about the process, but is the recommendation, I'm not clear on whether the recommendation from the city attorney's office and from staff is that the five participants of the Landmark Tree Committee would be entirely excluded from the next process. I understand they'd be excluded from site visits, but would we be asked to recuse ourselves from voting on the nomination as a whole, or just start from scratch at the committee level and then the full council would vote as a full council? after that process.
Got it. Through the chair. So the council members who made their initial evaluations, the staff is recommending that they don't make recommendations, as you have pointed out, that it be new. I mean, don't make evaluations, and that it be a new set of evaluations. But yes, they can vote on the item when it's considered by the full council.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of passing the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we're going to do a roll call on this one. On the motion to vacate the October 6, 2016 Landmark Tree Ad Hoc Committee recommendation that the Urban Forestry Council support the nomination of the Redwood Tree at 4 Montclair Terrace, and to recommend that the Urban Forestry Council initiate a new evaluation process for the 4 Montclair Terrace tree. I'm going to do a roll call vote. Member Kidda?
Aye.
Member Kidda, aye. Member Hillen is absent. Member Hilson?
No.
Member Hilson, no. Member Short?
Aye.
Member Short, aye. Member Sway?
Aye.
Member Sway, aye. The motion passes. Next item is item 4, new business future agenda items. This item is for discussion and possible action.
There are no new nominations at this time. I don't think there are any other new business.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this item? Seeing none, is there any public comment on item 4, new business future agenda items? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 5, public comment. Members of the public may address the committee on matters that are within the committee's jurisdiction and are not on today's agenda. Oh, we have one general public comment.
Nancy Werfel.
I would like to suggest that this committee discuss what has happened to your procedures under 810 and how the Landmark Tree Committee has functioned in the past. Are you going to be subject then to intimidation without cause and without evidence in the future? And then also set yourselves aside so that there are always 5 new people there in the background that are going to have to evaluate things. I'm very concerned about the process that you've adopted and the flow chart that I've seen that identify very carefully how you do things. And I think this is a recommendation that you will live to regret, because it sets up removing from you all the work that you do. I have greater respect for you than you do, and I'm sorry to have to say that.
Any other public comment?
All right, seeing none. The next item is item 6, adjournment. The time is 5:52 p.m. Turn off.